My expectation is that we need to start looking at alternative ways of financing our own development. Africa as a general, if we take the AU as an example, the African Union, 25% of the budget is funded by African states and 75% funded by donor support and cooperating partners. In that scenario, we need to demonstrate commitment ourselves if we're serious about moving Africa forward and start playing a proactive role in funding our own projects. It also gives us the flexibility to choose which projects we want to fund, what's a priority, as opposed to being tied down to the aid money. Because it comes with conditions on what you can use it for, et cetera, et cetera. So my expectation is that the various players will look at options on how we can fund Africa. They have looked at certain options, like should we deduct from the SMSs that locals make in order to raise money? Should we be getting a percentage of airfares, tickets that are being bought, hotel accommodations, all sorts of various scenarios? So I'm very expectant that we may come up with a blueprint that then starts suggesting on how we become a self-funding continent as opposed to cooperating partner-dependent continent.
And for Zambia, does that mean getting hold of your taxation, making sure you're bringing the revenues in that way?
Precisely, because I mean, you cannot finance any project if your revenues are static. As the country expands, as economic activity increases, there are three areas we need to look at. We need to look at the existing tax base. Are we actually efficient in collecting the taxes? We then need to look at which areas should be paying tax, which are not paying tax. We need to bring operational efficiencies in terms and processes that will allow us to collect tax from those that are not paying tax but are eligible to pay tax. And finally, and more critical to me, the investment we're making in infrastructure is to create new economic activities which would generate new taxable income. If we can get those three right, we should be able to collect more money and we should be able to allocate more money to fund the deprived societies.
And to what extent is adding value to your natural resources in terms of creating products with those resources? How important is that?
It's extremely important, and from a Zambia perspective, it's a country that's got a lot of potential in terms of the natural resources. You're talking about the mineral wealth, the arable land. Zambia's got 752,000 square kilometers of land with a population of about 15 million people. One of our problems is that we're a landlocked country. What we're doing in terms of unlocking value is that we want to turn Zambia into a land-linked country by opening up routes into the neighboring countries and allowing us to move away from being landlocked.
Is Zambia going to the meeting in Ethiopia looking for funding?
Not necessarily looking at particular funding. It's more of a session that's going to discuss what other alternative funding as a continent we should start looking at to become self-sustaining and self-sufficient, as opposed to always running to look for funds from cooperating partners. We've set up an ambitious program, which is Agenda 2063. And in a nutshell, what it talks to is that the first 50 years in Africa were about political liberation. The next 50 years going forward, it's about economic independence. Now, to achieve that, we need to move away from being donor-dependent to self-dependent.